Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy.
Get ready to get fit.
Get ready to take charge of your health.
Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier.
It's time for some information and inspiration.
It's time to talk about health and nutrition.
Nutrition for your body.
Nutrition for your body.
For your mind.
For your mind. For your spirit.
For your spirit.
It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition.
Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well.
Supplementation for when you don't.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less.
And now,
here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. If you tune in the first hour, once in a while you'll see me get heated up like that. And I didn't even have a guest. I was all amped up. Welcome to the show. I'm with you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, Daylight Savings Time. And show starts here in Tampa, Florida, but played in other markets, other times. And a lot of people outside of Florida, all over the place, listen to this show. California, Canada, everywhere. People in Europe, South America. How they do that? Well, they go to the internet and they go to letstalknutrition.com. They click on listen live, make the necessary time zone changes and listen to the show. 2 to 4 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. What I was talking about in the first hour, I used as a launching point the interview that Dr. Oz did this morning that I saw with Gary Tubbs, and he's the author of the book, Why We Get Fat. And, I'm a fan, but I thought he was woefully unprepared. I thought he was, there's much he could have said that he didn't. There are things that he did say that I think he was right on. But Gary Tubbs, is of the view that, you know, he made two assertions, and this will pertain to my guest today. I want to get her comments on this, her thoughts and feelings. One, that, and I heard him say it, that it's not because we don't exercise, it's not because we don't eat right that we're getting fat. It's because of insulin resistance. What? How do you think you get insulin resistance? Sedentary lifestyle and what you eat, and that calories don't count. It's not about calories. And he said it's primarily a carbohydrate-based diet. Well, he's got to be more explicit than that. What kind of carbohydrates is he talking about? And Dr. Oz never pushed back on him on the first assertion was, you know, diet and exercise, no big deal in the way I just explained it. It's not about the calories. It's about insulin resistance. He didn't push back on that assertion. Then he didn't push back on the assertion that insulin resistance is caused by eating carbohydrates. Refined carbohydrates, certainly, yes. But guess what? I cited at least a couple of studies where diets high in saturated fat also promote insulin resistance and inflammation, for heaven's sake. Never a peep. Now, Dr. Oz was gracious enough to have somebody come on. The title of the show that day, today, was The Man Who Thinks Everything Dr. Oz Says Is Wrong. I have a lot of respect for Dr. Oz. I think he does a great job. I think he's sincere. I think he's serious. I think he's well-intentioned. He knows his stuff. And there were a couple of funny moments in the interview and during the show. But you can catch it online. You'll find it. The Man Who Thinks Everything Dr. Oz Says Is Wrong, Parts 1, 2, and 3. Dr. Amay Shunney, I'm a person who thinks almost everything she says is about right. How about that? Dr. Shunney's been on my show before. She's a new guest, relatively speaking, on Let's Talk Nutrition. I really enjoy speaking with her. I had a chance to speak with her last evening. And she's a naturopathic doctor. She's a clinician. She's a working clinician. She's in the trench every day. She's in private practice in that very dreadful place to live called Santa Cruz, California. It's one of the nicest places on the planet. And she talks about how she takes and integrates conventional medicine, diagnosis, and treatment with the use of natural therapeutics, as she puts it. And she lectures. She talks to healthcare professionals, lay people. She consults with companies like, for example, Nordic Naturals and whatnot. And she's a great guest. Dr. Shani, welcome back. And I bet your diet's not high in saturated fat.
No, of course not. Of course it isn't. Thank you for having me.
I was sitting there. I was in my office working, and I told the listeners that, you know, I have TVs on, radios. I'm always listening while I'm working so I can, in case I pick something up and I want to talk about it on the show. Sure enough, I don't know. Have you read that book, Why We Get Fat?
You know, I haven't read that book. I think I heard him interviewed on NPR recently, if that's possible, because I think when I heard you, I didn't get to see Dr. Oz's show this morning. I've been with patients, but I just listening to you recap, but I was sitting here laughing with you, but I think that I've heard his theory before, so I think I must have heard him interviewed about that book. I mean, it's interesting what he's saying, but he sounds like he's throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, and he conveniently leave. You know, he talks about insulin resistance, but he fails to mention that a diet high in saturated fat also promotes insulin resistance. And
right.
And I cited a few studies. I mean, there are scores of them, for heaven's sake. I mean, I was sitting there, I'm thinking, you know, here I do this show out at, you know, it's a humble health talk show, radio show. And this guy's he's on a national platform saying these things. And I'm slugging through the trench every day, trying to make headway and give people some ideas about how they can do better. And this guy gets on, and Dr. Oz did say to him at one point, I'm not letting you leave here today and let these people believe that it's okay to eat a diet high in saturated fat.
Right.
I mean, I have a real problem with that. What about you? I mean, it amps me up. I mean, as you can tell.
Yeah, no, which is great. I like to hear it. But you know, the other thing that concerns me, and again, I didn't see it, but just listening to you recap it, is, you know, the way that people listen to news and listen to media, and when you've got, you know, an expert out there saying it's not about how much you exercise and it's not about what you eat. I mean, I think people hear that and then they stop listening. You know, and it's just another free pass. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff going, you know, there's a lot of other things going on, and certainly, you know, to say that it's insulin resistance and not those other things, when those other things are what contribute to insulin resistance, the biggest contributors to insulin resistance, makes no sense to me, because I think people stop listening once they hear that and they go, oh good, it's not what I'm doing, it's something that is just going on inside my body.
What happens, Dr. Shani, is that the lipid hypothesis has been in debate for a long time, for decades. And there are, you know, reasonable scientists can disagree as to not, for example, whether or not a diet high in saturated fat causes coronary heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
They're still arguing about that, whatever. And there are some studies that turned up that, you know what, people on a high-fat diet didn't have any more of a likelihood of cardiovascular disease than somebody who was not on a high-fat diet.
Right.
So then they extrapolate from that to say, and there are how many saturated fatty acids? I mean, how many saturated fatty, what, 20 or more? I don't know. There are a bunch of them. And then to say, you know, it's okay then to eat a diet high in saturated fat. I mean, I don't get that.
No, and it, you know, and they never differentiate for the public between short chain fatty acids and medium chain fats and long chain, which is kind of how we differentiate the saturated fats. And because we have very different information based on those, you know, short chain fats would be, you know, more like butter, for instance. Medium chain would be more like coconut oil, and then the long chain, the things that we get from red meat, and then what we've seen in studies about how those different types of saturated fats affect health, you know, it's very different. So saturated fats have just been grouped into a category, and then they're arguing about is it bad, is it good, and of course nobody's talking about quality of that saturated fat or type of saturated fat, and nobody's talking about balancing those saturated fats with other types of important fats in the diet.
Yeah, and then what happens, then you have the other extreme where people say all fats are bad, and they throw that's going off the other end of the mountain. They jump off that end of the cliff, and that's not good either. And just for the audience's edification, remember, fatty acids are long-chain hydrocarbons. Now, that's a little hyper-technical, and there are four types: saturated, monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, and trans fats. And we're going to talk a lot of today about polyunsaturated fats, fish oil, for example. When we come back, I want to ask Dr. Shenny a question. I want to see if she believes that we are experiencing an omega-3 deficiency in our culture. Be right back.
Reservage Organics offers you the most progressive anti-aging product available. Their organic French formula brought to you straight from their vineyards in Bordeaux, France, has been proven to inhibit age-related conditions to help preserve your youth. With the inclusion of Reservage into your daily regimen, it is possible to enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Their all-natural manufacturing methods, coupled with their organic ingredients, guarantee that you will receive the highest levels of purity and quality available today. With the inclusion of regular exercise and a healthy diet, Reservage does its part to help you feel energized, look radiant, and rediscover youth, no matter what your age. If you want to regain your radiance in a wholesome way, do so with a wholesome product, Reservage Organics, where the only thing more important than their promise of excellence is your well-being. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today.
If you suffer from poor digestion, lack of energy, low immunity, or weight gain, fight back by restoring your body's vitality with pure whole food supplements from Garden of Life. Garden of Life is the premier manufacturer of premium whole food nutritional supplements. Created by Jordan Rubin, Garden of Life uses only the highest quality whole foods in their products. Garden of Life also uses a proprietary fermentation process that delivers essential nutrients in a way that gives them maximum potency and absorption. Give your body what it deserves. Give it Garden of Life. Available at vitamin discount centers and fine health food stores everywhere. Or visit www.gardenoflife.com. Garden of Life, empowering everyone to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson, founder of Renew Life Formulas. Healthy living begins with giving your body the tools it needs to look and feel better every day. Tools like organic clear fiber and new ultimate Chia Life chia seeds. Organic clear fiber is a healthy organic alternative to Benefiber or Metamucil made with 100% organic acacia fiber. Fiber provides some pretty big health benefits like better digestion, healthy cholesterol, and even weight loss. Chia seeds also provide the nutrients your family needs like fiber, omega-3 oils, and powerful antioxidants. New Ultimate Chia Life is no exception. Our organically grown chia is certified to guarantee the highest standards of quality and purity. And we follow sustainable fair trade harvesting practices. Look for Renew Life's organic clear fiber and ultimate chia life today at health food stores everywhere. And take the first step towards smarter, healthier living.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back, and welcome to the show if you just tuned in. And, you know, I often say there's only three macronutrients, protein, carbohydrate, and fat. And how we can get all confused and get things upside down and sideways with just three things, leave it to humans to make that happen. And when it comes to nutrition, those three things, boy, what a mess. Sometimes it could be a train wreck. And I am not a fan. The title of the first hour today, high-fat diets, are they healthy or unhealthy? And they, in my mind, are very unhealthy. And I think I have the corpus of research to support that assertion. Nevertheless, my guest today in the second hour is Dr. Amay Shenny. And Dr. Shenny is a great guest and is always willing to discuss things and to take on the hard questions. And my one question to you, Dr. Shenny, since we're talking about fats, do you, and of course, omega-3 fatty acids are very important. Do you think, in our culture, in the U.S., in our society, that we are experiencing an omega-3 deficiency? And do you think that in other places on the planet that is happening?
Unequivocally, I think that we're experiencing an omega-3 deficiency. I'm not alone, by the way. There was a global summit on nutrition, health, and human behavior in March of this year in Bruges, in Belgium. And there were hundreds of physicians, researchers, scientists, public policy makers there. And one of their biggest assertions, and this is a quote, is that brain and heart disorders resulting from long-chain omega-3, EPA and DHA deficiency, are the biggest challenges to the future of humanity.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, and the amount of money, you know, that goes out to treat these brain and heart disorders, which, you know, if they are, in fact, due to this deficiency, are fully preventable, is bankrupting healthcare systems around the world. So, you know, you talk about, you know, having the corpus of research on your side. I mean, I think that for those who are looking globally at what's going on from a nutritional and health perspective, this is a no-brainer that there is, in fact, an omega-3 deficiency going on. And the more I read and the more I study, the more I really believe that one of the most important things I can do with my patients on a day-to-day basis is correct that deficiency.
Just out of curiosity, could you just briefly describe your practice? What sort of patients come to you with typical kinds of, just so we have a sense of that?
Sure. Well, you know, I do a lot of general medicine, so I treat a little bit of everything, from allergies to skin issues to hormone issues to depression and anxiety to weight loss. I treat children. I treat teenagers, pregnant women, men and women.
Wow.
You know, the bulk of my practice is certainly women, and I do a lot of women's health, and I do a lot of what I call functional endocrinology, so looking at hormonal interactions, you know, thyroid, adrenal, sex hormone, and pancreatic function, of course, because that's part of the endocrine system, so insulin resistance, diabetes, et cetera. I do a tremendous amount of that kind of thing. But it's a real generalized practice. It's very different from day to day.
Right. And that sounds like a traditional doctor, you know, an internist. What an internist would do, as they say in the allopathic world.
Right.
And one of the most influential people in my life was Dr. Roy Behnke, who is now deceased, but was headed up the Department of Internal Medicine at University of South Florida, and it was such a wonderful doctor from the old school, and learned a lot from him. But that's what it sounds like, that kind of practice.
Mm-hmm.
And given that, then, of the number of patients with all the different, you know, the demographic and psychographic differences and profile that you have in your practice, how many would you say that walk into your office that are experiencing what you would call an omega-3 deficiency, meaning that they're not getting enough omega-3 fatty acids in their day-to-day diet?
Well, it's a great question. You know, my best guess would be that probably 60 to 70% of them. Now, I'm in Santa Cruz, California here, so I am in a bit of a bubble in regards to the way my patients eat. The majority of people who make it to me are already, and not everybody, but most of them are already eating quite well. I would imagine if I was in a regular primary care practice in most places in this country that it would be close to 100%. But, you know, a lot of this at this point has been based on, you know, dietary recall, asking people what they eat and kind of looking at, from a health perspective, what disease states they have, what symptoms they're expressing, and making some educated guesses on that. I more and more have been starting to try to look at actually testing omega-3 levels in the tissue so that you can actually see what the percentage of omega-3s of PUFA, right, your polyunsaturated fats, what percentage of those are actually omega-3s in the body. And, you know, there's some surprises, because sometimes people who you would think are eating a very healthy diet and should not have a deficiency are still experiencing a deficiency. And I can elaborate on the reasons I think that's happening, if you like.
Sure. I mean, what you just said is rather provocative. And I would like you to elaborate on that. I wanted to ask you, though, too, do you think there will come a time when a patient orders, when a doctor orders a lipid panel, that getting a profile on, for example, omega-3 levels or and related kinds of levels would become part of that, would become standard practice?
I do, and I think it would be so important. I mean, you know, it is human nature that we want to see the numbers. We want to see the proof, you know? And we tend to be much more responsive to make changes in our life when we have something very concrete to look at and to measure not only once, but measure again so we can see our progress or lack of progress. And it would be very simple when a doctor ordered a lipid panel to look at cholesterol levels, to also go ahead and not only look at omega-3s, but look at omega-6s,
exactly,
the other polyunsaturated fats,
exactly,
to look at arachidonic acid, which is a precursor to a lot of the inflammatory, a precursor that fuels the inflammatory pathways in our body. It would be very simple to look and measure those things, and it's becoming less and less expensive to do so as well. And to have that kind of information to show a patient and say, okay, here's what you're eating, and here's this, and here's some things we can start to do to change these numbers, and then we can measure it again in another 3 months and see how you're doing.
Like in a pre and post, you know?
Exactly.
Go ahead and address why you think that the condition exists as you described it.
Well, I think it's a couple things. I think the first is, you know, obviously we have an omega-6 rich diet. So omega-3 and omega-6 fats are both essential fats, which means we get them from our food. We don't make them. They're both important, but they really are important in a particular balance. And in our culture, and in many westernized cultures, we tend to eat omega-6s 25 to 40 times more than omega-3s. And omega-6s are, of course, found in meat and dairy and vegetable oils, soy oil and corn oil. And, you know, those things, those four things I mentioned are ubiquitous. They're everywhere, and they are the mainstays of certainly the standard American diet, whereas omega-3 fats are going to come from fish oil, seaweed, and there are plant sources of omega-3s, but of course, a lot of those wonderful plant sources also have omega-6s in them. So,
yep,
you know, you really have to look at that overall balance.
And the conversion into omega-3s is not real good either from plant sources.
No, that's the thing. If you're taking a plant source omega-3, which would be the shorter chain alpha-linolenic acid that you get in, like, say, flax seeds or walnuts.
Hold your thought. We'll be right back. Be right back.
The ever-increasing stress and toxicity we are exposed to from our environment, diets, and lifestyles make internal cleansing a necessary part of a good health regimen. Founded in 1980, Yerba Prima was the first company to launch a whole-body internal cleansing kit. Since that time, they have continued to develop and manufacture a complete range of all-natural, high-quality fiber and internal cleansing products. By using all-natural psyllium fiber and no harmful stimulant laxatives, all Yerba Prima fiber and internal cleansing products can be used over a long period of time to ensure optimal health and regularity. With nearly 30 years dedicated to all-natural cleansing products, it's easy to see why Yerba Prima is a leader in the fiber and cleansing products category. Learn more at yerbaprima.com, YERBAPRIMA.com, or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to the second half of the second hour on Let's Talk Nutrition for today. My guest is Dr. Amay Shenney, and Dr. Shenney is a naturopathic physician and great doctor, practicing clinician in the trench every day, working with patients. Great general kind of practice. I had her describe it, and you heard her. She has to really know her stuff. You have to know a lot about a lot of things. It's almost like being an internist. She's not an allopathic doctor. She's a naturopathic doctor. They're different. But nevertheless, I've always said doing that kind of practice, you have to have be like a Renaissance person. You have to know a lot about a lot of things. And she does. And Dr. Shenney, does represent different companies. And one in particular, that is one of my favorites is, of course, Nordic Naturals. And she appears on radio and television and, does a lot of lecturing to healthcare professionals and lay people. So she's very busy and has taken some time out today. She made a special effort to be on the show today, and I appreciate that, Dr. Shenney. And you mentioned the Global Summit on Nutrition and Health, on Nutrition, Health, and Human Behavior held this past March. And this group of scientists convened 13 keynote speakers. They had 60 participants. And they had six statements, I think, five or six statements of them, which they all agreed upon. And the first one was, and you mentioned it, brain and heart disorders resulting from long-chain omega-3 deficiency are the biggest challenges for the future of humanity, end quote. And the long-chain omega-3s, they refer to EPA plus DHA. Right. That's a pretty startling statement, and you do agree, and I agree with you, that we are in the throes of an omega-3 deficiency. Dr. Crawford, Dr. Lands, and others have talked about that. Have you read Dr. Crawford's book, by the way?
I don't believe I have. What's it called?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It just fell out of my head. Just give me a moment. It'll come to me. Just give me a moment. But nevertheless, I wanted to ask you, I had an email, somebody was asking, what do you recommend in terms of how much omega-3 long-chain fatty acids should a person consume every day?
I like to see people getting baseline at least somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA daily. That's quite a bit higher than a lot of the daily recommendations that you'll see from, say, the American Heart Association or the World Health Organization. But when I look at the studies of clinical applications, all of these studies that show some of the wonderful benefits of EPA and DHA are higher. So, 15 to 2,000 milligrams. And then, for particular issues like high triglycerides or depression, anxiety, for example, I'm going to go quite a bit higher, sometimes up to 4 grams. And there's a lot of experimental work out there looking at even higher doses for things like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. So, you know, the doses get pretty high when you're looking at clinical applications.
Mm. Do you have children that come into your practice?
I do.
And do you recommend that they take you get them on a diet, eating more fish, or do you prescribe fish oil for them and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, usually both. You know, I have a 3-year-old myself, and I try to feed him fish as I can. Anybody out there with a 3-year-old knows that trying to get them to eat fish on a regular basis is not the easiest thing in the world to do. So I do generally recommend supplementation with fish oil as well, and you know, use somewhere around 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the data around infants and children is specific to DHA because that particular long chain fat is so essential for brain development, eye development, particularly in utero. But I think EPA is equally important, so I like to make sure they're getting a good combination of both.
Right. And the book that Michael Crawford, I've talked about it on the show a number of times before, it's compelling. It's called The Driving Force.
I haven't read it.
Evolution and the Future. He takes on Darwin's theory for Crawford, it's all about nutrition and diet. That's the driving force. I highly recommend the book. It's like Lanza's book, the one that you're reading currently. It has it's that kind of seminal work.
Well, it's amazing. And I mean, I haven't read it, but just thinking about it next to Darwin and Survival of the Fittest, I mean, I do think that, you know, those people who can correct this omega-3 deficiency, you know, they and their progeny are going to survive better than the people who do not correct that deficiency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when I have guests come on, and Lord knows I've done my shows on fish oil and omega-3s and whatnot. From your head to your feet, I mean, I can't think of any organ system where omega-3s do not make a contribution, or if you have a deficiency, is not affected. Could you explain to the audience why that is, why it has such a profound effect on brain function, cardiovascular function, digestive function, immune function, and so on and so on and so on? Why is that?
It's pretty phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, you know, the more I read, the more I learn, the more amazed I am. I mean, I think that there was a time a decade ago where it was like, here's your multivitamin and here's your fish oil, and that was as far as I went with it. And then what I really learned in clinical practice and just in looking at research is that it's just so much bigger than that because, like you just said, it does affect every system of the body. And there are many reasons for that, but the most simple and the most fundamental is that every single cell in your body is surrounded by a cell membrane, which is made up of fat. And that the fats that membrane is made up of is based on your diet. And the type of fat that makes up that membrane is going to dictate how well or how poorly that membrane is functioning. And when you're having lots of omega-3s, lots of omega-9s, you're low in saturated fat, you're low in trans fats, you're going to have this very permeable, flowing, flexible membrane that's going to let nutrients and oxygen and fresh blood into the cell and is going to eliminate waste and toxin to be removed by the body. When you start to have more saturated fat, more trans fat, more omega-6s, you start to get a more rigid, a stiffer membrane, and therefore the membrane
right.
can't do its job as well. So it affects every cell in your body.
And it's amazing. If you had somebody who said, I want you to build a house or some living building, whatever, something we can, and you gave them the materials, that's what they use. I mean, if you give them good mortar, good bricks, good, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Lumber, and they're going to build a very fine structure for you. You
right.
give them a bunch of shoddy material, no matter how good they are, they could be an artisan at what they're doing, it's still going to be a crappy house because the materials are bad. And your body, if you're feeding it those saturated and trans fats, those are the building materials that it will use for those membranes, right?
Right, and so not only is it going to affect membrane health, but the other thing about those fats is that they break down into components in the body that are pro-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. So at the same time that they are affecting every cell in your body, it's also increasing the overall inflammatory environment in the body, which we now know makes you more likely for all of the chronic diseases down the road, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, allergies, arthritis, et cetera, et cetera.
And there's even research to show that psychologically speaking, you know, the notion of food and mood, that an omega-3 deficiency causes people to malfunction psychologically. Mm-hmm. Higher rates of depression, higher rates of anxiety, higher rates of aggression, and so on. I think Dr. Hiblin, I think, wasn't it Dr. Hiblin that said that we need to be giving omega-3s to people in penitentiaries?
Yes, he did, because the homicide rates are higher when they have less omega-3s.
Yeah. See? No omega-3s?
Oh,
can't make it up. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans that suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, this is caused by an imbalance of the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gyrodophilus EPS. Jaro's EPS-enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated so that the probiotics make it past stomach acid and are available to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Gyrodophilus EPS supports digestion and provides protection to your entire intestinal tract by helping to crowd out the bad bacteria in your gut. Individually sealed Gyrodophilus EPS does not require refrigeration and comes packed in handy-for-travel blister cards. Ask for Gyrodophilus EPS at your health food store. Or for more information, go to www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in probiotic supplements.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell, heart cell, liver cell, breast cell, prostate cell, intestinal cell, lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carbolein, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Zyflamend is available at your local health and nutrition store. For more information, visit www.newchapter.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to this final Omega-3 segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. My guest is Dr. Amesh Shani. Dr. Shani is out there in that dreadful place to live, Santa Cruz. not too lovely there, but it's a great place.
It is.
I love
that.
It is
a beautiful place to be.
No question. And by the way, are you going to be at Expo West? I mean, Expo East, Expo East.
Is an Expo East in
coming up in Baltimore? I think it is. Is that?
Oh no, I'm not going to that one.
You're not going to that one. Okay.
No, I'm doing a bunch of stuff throughout the fall, but I'm not going back there, unfortunately.
Okay. Well,
but I'll see you.
Okay. I was hoping I'd get a chance to hook up with you and talk a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get to do that.
Oh, good. I'll look forward to that. And in the meantime, the audience, you're listening to Dr. Shani. She has her practice in Santa Cruz. Is there a website, by the way, that they could go and see
more about you? DrShunney.com. DrShunney.com.
DrShunney.com. There you go. You can check it out and learn more about Dr. Shunney. I know that you consult with Nordic Naturals, and in this last segment, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, since we're talking about omega-3s. Of course, If you eat fish two or three times a week, and those fish that are rich in omega-3s, like tuna, you can eat the tuna, the salmon, the anchovies, the sardines and whatnot, and others, good for you. I had a guest on the other day, can't eat fish,
right.
Doesn't like fish, doesn't like the taste or smell of fish, so he has to supplement. But if you don't eat enough fish, then you need the supplement, and Nordic Naturals would be a wonderful, excellent first choice. Why have you loaned your name, your reputation, to this particular brand? Why?
I think Nordic Naturals is an amazing company. I think they have tremendous integrity from top to bottom, from the way they build their headquarters to the way they make their product. I mean, just every step of the way, they amaze me. But from a clinical perspective, I think that their processing and their purity and freshness is par excellence. They are way ahead and setting the bar for the industry nationally as well as internationally. And, let's face it, you need a product to be pure and fresh because, first of all, if it's rancid, people are not going to like the way that it tastes. It's going to repeat on them and they're not going to take it. And second, if the oil's rancid, all those wonderful things we're taking it to do, it's not going to do because it's not going to behave the way we want it to in the body. So both of those things are essential, and Nordic does that very well. I love the fact that they are so transparent with their results. They put their results out there for everybody to see, and that's really where you see the proof. These companies, all the companies that are out there, they can make claims all day long, but let's look at the third-party analyses and really see what it says, and Nordic does that. They're transparent with that, and that's where they really shine. The other thing for me that I really like is that they go to great lengths to make sure that the fish, the raw materials that they use, are sustainably harvested. They keep the environment in mind. They keep fishermen and women in mind, and indigenous peoples in mind. And that feels really important to me when it comes to aligning myself with a company.
Mm-hmm.
They also do a lot of research. There's over 17,000 studies on fish oil, and a fish oil company could really just use those to support what they do. And Nordic actually is engaged in doing clinical studies on their own products. 30-plus clinical studies have been conducted on Nordic. I think 13 or something have been published, and they're looking to do more. And I just really I respect them tremendously.
Yeah. I take the Ultimate Omega.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I use because it's potent. It's all the things that you said and much more.
Sure.
Of course, they make a lot. They have I don't know how many SKUs now of all kinds of. They make cod liver oil. They make fish oil for children. I mean, they got it all covered.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go to NordicNaturals.com, by the way, and check it out. Check out their website. Which one do you take?
I take the Arctic Omega, which is the liquid.
Oh, really?
It's about I like the liquids a lot.
Why?
I like them for my patients because they're more bang for your buck. So it's cheaper to take the oils. And I find that, for me to take one or two teaspoons a day as the equivalent of two to four, sometimes even six pills a day, I prefer. And I like the taste. People go, ooh, fish oil. They think of like their grandmother's fish oil, But these things are they're purified and deodorized, so they don't taste like fish. They have a lemon. The one I take has a lemon flavor. And, you know, again, my three-year-old, you know, asked for fish oil. I mean, he just loves it.
What about you? Do you force it down your husband's throat, too?
No, he's pretty good. He takes it. The dog takes it. I mean, we
You got the dog taking it, too?
I do.
Everybody in the house. You know, when I was a kid, back in the day, this is a long time ago, long before you were born, I can remember my mother, and it would be in the middle of winter, and I'm trying to bolt out the door, right, to get to school, and put on my hat, my little coat, right, snatch, pull me back in, and there she'd be standing with a bottle of cod liver oil.
Ooh.
Oh, man, it was tough back then.
It was, right? I mean, well, things have really changed. Well,
and the chaser,
this
the
is
chaser.
Not your mother's cod liver oil.
Yeah, this was, the chaser was the orange juice.
Yes. You had to cut that.
It was tough. But they had it right. But now we get, thank God we got Nordic Naturals. We don't have this, you don't need the courage of a Marine.
For sure.
It's great to have you on. I know you need to get back to your patients and your practice. I thank you for taking a few moments out today and coming on the show and talking with the folks here on Let's Talk Nutrition. They appreciate it. I appreciate it. And you take care of yourself, and I wish you the best as always.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. I look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right. We'll see you soon. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And, yeah, fish oil. That's the fat you want in your body. I opened the first hour today talking about saturated fat, and I with all due respect to Gary Tobbs and his book, Why We Get Fat, I am not a big fan of people eating a diet high in saturated fat. I line up with Dr. Oz, and I was not throwing Dr. Oz under the bus today. I just thought, I wish he would have come push back a little harder on the guy. Maybe he was just being a gentleman and rhetorically sensitive. But nevertheless, in the meantime, take your Nordic Naturals in whatever form you want to take your fish oil. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Natural's fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably, according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. VDCUSA.com offers a great selection of products and great customer service, and you can save up to 50% off the products you love and trust. VDCUSA.com. For life, for less.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.